evening. We will start with Tehillim. Shir Amalos, Mimamakim Chosichu Adonai, Adonai Shimo V'Koyli Tieno Oznecho Kashuvois L'Koyl Tachanunoi. Im Avonai Stishmo Yo Adonai Miyamot, Ki Imecho Hasalicho L'Maam Tivorei. Visi Adonai Kipso Nafshi V'Lidvorei Hoicholti. נפשי לאדוני, משוימרים לבויקר, שוימרים לבויקר. יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי מאדוני החסד, והרבה עם אופדוס, ויבדעס ישראל מכל אבוני סוף. אחינו כל בייס ישראל, הנצוני בצורו בשביו, עם דימי ביום ועם ביבושו, עמוקים מרחם עליהם, וציה מצורו לרבוכו, ומאפלו לאוירו, ומשיבות לגאולו. אשתו בעגולו ובזמן קוריף ובמרומין. Good evening, my dear friends. I want to speak tonight about the date of Yud Ches Sivan. I never have done that till now. Special opportunity to address this day of Yud Ches Sivan. All generations of Klal Yisrael have had a lot of Gdol Yisrael, Ve'alman Yisrael. In all generations, there were Gdolim who had with their deeds, with their teachings, with their sorim, a lasting impact on all future generations till today. We have a lot of examples concerning our killer, our Messiah, Shamshon von Hirsch, more than 120 years. And a lasting imprint, a lasting impact, his teachings, non-compromising approach, Adayon Azeh. We think about the Chofetz Chaim, with all the sforim that he wrote. There's almost no Frum house where there's no Mishneh Berurah. And the Shmiras Haloshen, and all the others for him, a lasting impact for generations. Yud Ches Sivan is the yahrzeit of Rabbi Ruchem Levovitz, the Mira Mashgiach. Among others, he was the Rebbe of our great Rav, Rav Schwab, Bechoyne Tzadik Livrocha. And I think there's almost no Talmud Chochem of caliber that didn't have one way or another an influence from what he heard about Rabbi Ruchem and what he learned from Rabbi Ruchem. The outstanding expert mumcha in educated Talmidim, the Baal Musar Muvek, that every movement was ausgeheshbend, was exactly measured. Every word, an incentive for people to grow, and every pshat or explanation, an insight how to grow and how to develop. You want an example for an incentive to grow? A word. Rabbi Yochem once entered a room where he was meant to address a chabura, a group of Talmidim. And when we speak about Talmidim, we don't speak about teenagers. Some of them were already G'dol Yisrael, Talmid Chachomim, Bekir, Beshas, 25, 28. So he came in and he said, I was in the street. It was in the time of spring. And I saw that everything is in a stage of blossoming. The trees, the grasses, everything is in the middle of growth. Why do not you grow? And he went with his fist and knocked on the table. And he said in Yiddish, alles wächst, everything grows. Alles blüht, everything blossoms. Alles schmeckt, everything has a wonderful odor, a wonderful smell. Favos wächst ihr nicht, why don't you grow? Es eures to Talmidim, and not babies, not the children, to Talmidim G'dolei Israel. Have a look at the nature. Take an example from nature to grow, to develop, to blossom, to climb. Every word of his was like that, in a pleasant way, in a strong way. An insight, how to grow, how to develop. As an insight, we want to address today an approach from Rabbi Yochem in this week's parsha in Parshas Baal Yisro. Klal Yisrael, Parshas Baal Yisro, the complaint came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they told him, Mi achilenu basar, who will feed us with meat? Mi achilenu basar, who would give us meat? And they explained, they said, Avshenu yaveshu ein kol, our soul is dried out, we don't have anything, expect this manna, this elamon eneinu, is man, that's why all what we see is man. And when Moshe Rabbeinu heard, Moshe Rabbeinu approached HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he told him, Bayoim Moshe Hashem, Lo ma'ar yoso la'avdecho, why did you make such an evil for your servant? Lo emotso tichein beinecho, why didn't I find favor in your eyes? Lo sim mesmaso koloma ze'olai, did you place the burden of this entire people upon me? I am the father of this nation. I am the mother of this nation. That you should tell me, Su'er b'chikecho, carry them in your bosom, Kasi yisoyme sayoynek, like a nurse carries the suckling infant. Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him that she should carry Klal Yisrael like a nurse carries a baby? I didn't tell him that. Says Rashi, Atoim Relai, Vehecho Normaloi Kain, where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him so? Leich Neche Esuam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, go and lead this people. Rabbeinu refused, how will HaKadosh Baruch Hu send him? Leich Neche Esuam, at the end, after the eagle, Neche Esuam, go and lead this people. So what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes, told him, go and lead his people. Go and lead his people means when you're in the desert and there's no meat, you have to provide the meat. And how we know how it happens at the end with the nace. So there's a time HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to Moshe Rabbeinu, lead his people means you have to bring, make sure that nesim should happen, that Klal Yisrael should have what they need. We wouldn't understand that when we would have a demand or a command or an order, Lech Mechesuam to lead. We'll be the leader. We show them the way. Maybe we'll tell them what is right, what is wrong. They need meat in that desert. You told me I have to carry them like a nurse carries the baby, so I have to do it. Where did he say such a thing? Where did Moshe Rabbeinu overheard such a demand, such a command, that you should take care of Klal Yisrael at such an extent? That's the question. This question is asked by Rabbi Yochem. Rabbi Yochem starts. He tells, listen, have a look in the world. have a look at the structure of a human being, the organism of a human being. From the literal things, the fingernails or the hairs, his hair, everything is needed. Everything has a goal. The fingernails look, in our eyes, might look like moisturize, extras, unnecessary luxury. When a person will lose his fingernails, he will straight away realize that he can't handle without them. Every touch of his finger would cause him pain. Fingers are touching around, so they are dealing with a lot of things. So the fingers need a protection. And so it's with the flesh, and so with the bones, and the sinews, and the skin, and the hair, and the fingernails, and the toes. Kulam maginim umechasim, all protect. They are there to protect the person, the human being, from whatever might happen, negative might happen. There's no extras in a person's organism. When something is created, it's clear from itself that there's a goal, there is a tachlis, that it has to be. So he quotes, let's go over now, leave the physical, concentrate on the spiritual. Mesilas Yeshorim, first perek, we explain Choyvas Ha'odom Bo'elomoy. We explain what is the obligations, what is the duty of a person in this world. So he says that a person was created by Nivro Elis Anigal Hashem Lehonis Mizif Shchinosei. He was created not for the purpose of having pleasure of this world, having pleasure from the physical world, but the purpose of reveling Al Hashem and being delighted Mizif Shchinosei from the splendor of his Shchina Kedosha. And he brings a proof that you have to say that that's his duty, that's the purpose of the creation. When the purpose of man's creation was linked for the use of this world, it wouldn't be needed. It would be needed that it was provided with such a neshama, a venerable neshama, an exalted, an elevated neshama, neshama that overshadows the malachim themselves. So what does he bring a proof from? That the obligation of a person is not the tachlis, the goal is not the pleasures of Olam Hazeh. The tachlis is to revel his anigal Hashem, to revel, to take pleasure from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be delighting in the splendor of his Shechina, from the fact that a person has a neshama, such a choshev neshama. If you have such a choshev neshama, such a luxury wouldn't be needed if the tachlis is to have a good life in this world. If the tachlis is to enjoy a steak and other pleasures. Because there's no extras in this world. There's no luxuries in this world. There's no things for waste in this world. If there is the neshama tells you what your tachlis is. The neshama tells you that your tachlis is lisani kalashem b'lehonas mizushinosei. The very essence of its presence, of its creation, calls out what your duty is. Mi'etzem mitziusai, from the very essence, a person realizes, he sees what his real goal is. So Rabbi Yerucham quotes a chazal, a Moedike Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara tells a story. The Gemara tells, Maaseh b'Rabbi Lezev, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Tzodik, three Tanoim, they came to participate at the wedding of the son of Rab Gamliel. And Rab Gamliel was standing umashke, and he was serving them drinks. Here Rab Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel, the Nossi, was serving them drinks. So he offered the drink to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer didn't take, didn't want the Nasi. The Nasi will give me a drink. He gave it to Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua accepted it. And Rabbi Eliezer told to Rabbi Yeshua, we are sitting, and Rabbi Gamliel, the Nasi, is standing, and he serves us drink, and you take. Rabbi Yeshua is not impressed. Rabbi Yeshua says, we find greater people than him that were serving. Avraham Avinu, Godel Ador, and the Pasuk says, Roi Medaleim, he was standing and serving the Malochim. What do you think? He knew there were Malochim? No. Aravim Nidmuloi. He saw these Arabs, passerbys. And he was standing and served them. So we shouldn't be able to take the service of Rab Gamliel? And Rab Tzodek says, why you concentrate on the honor of a human being? Have a look from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Mashiv Ruchois, he makes the wind blow, and he brings up the clouds, and he brings down rain, and he makes the earth, the Adomo, the earth is growing, for Erech Shulchan, and he prepares food for everybody. So Memele, V'lei Rab Gamliel, the Rebbe Yimit, the Mashke Oleinu, Memele, so what's the big deal? So Rab Gamliel will the service we can take. What is that for an answer? Because Rabbi Avraham Avinu serving the Malochim, that's why Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tzodok dared to take the service of Rabbi Gamliel. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the wind blow, that's why we will take the service of Rabbi Gamliel. Who else could make the wind blow if not the Rabbi Nishalem? Who else could bring down the rain if not Hashem? What is that to do with Rabbi Gamliel? The Teretz is Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tzodek send a message here, a teaching here. Who knows how to approach people the right way, like the Nasi Rabbi Gamliel? Who knows how to honor people like the Nasi Rabbi Gamliel? Who knows how to help people like the Nasi Rabbi Gamliel? To serve them, to welcome them. He's the one who knows the best. He has to do it. Don't take it away from him. How could a guest be more honored and supported if not by Rabbi Gamliel's gesture? That's why Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tzodek accepted his service. Only Rabbi Gamliel can do it his way. If one wouldn't let Rabbi Gamliel act his way, this means his capability would be for no use, an unnecessary luxury. So if Rabbi Gamliel has this capability to do that, with his tremendous godliness, there's a call from Shomayim that you have to do it, because there's nothing for waste in this world. No koichos, no capabilities, like there's no limbs and no fingernails for waste. There's no luxuries, there's no extras. The essence of Rabbi Gamliel calls out, he will be standing a mashke and serving people, be a mechabed people, be a mechabed guest at his wedding. Agaf, we find that, we see that weddings of Gedolei Yisrael, that they don't sit at a head table, they go around with a bottle, and they wish l'chaim, and they offer drinks. Only them, they understand how to be mechabed, to elevate people, so they have to do it. Because there's nothing for waste. If a person has a capability, he has to do it. That's the way, if that's the way how we learn this Chazal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Moshe Rabbeinu to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have such capabilities? There's no stump games in the Bria. There's no luxuries in the Bria. The capability itself declares HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotten to use it. What is the tachlis? The capability tells you. And since to be able to carry Klal Yisrael, you need a great expert. You need a tremendous great nurse. A giant you need. Who is a giant like Moshe Rabbeinu? Who has the capabilities to carry Klal Yisrael like Moshe Rabbeinu has? And definitely, through his entire creation, the Metzias of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was to serve. Where do we take it from? From Moshe Rabbeinu's creation, from Moshe Rabbeinu's Metzias, from his essence. And if Klal Yisrael approaches Moshe Rabbeinu and they ask him, who would give us meat, that means they understood well that he could do it. Lo says Lohem Kebakoshosom, he could fulfill their demand, their request to give meat. Since that's Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu's essence has these capabilities, they knew that. Memele, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, carry Klal Yisrael like a nurse carries a baby. Because you have the capabilities to do it, so you have to do it. Because in nature, in the world, there's no luxuries, there's no extras. If there is something, there's a capability, it shows you what the tachlis is. It declares you what you have to do with it. In Yecholes Lecho, when you have the capability, in Chomucha Chal Yoda, you have to. The moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Leis Mecheh Zorom, go and lead, and give lead Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu has the capability to bring down, like he brought down the man. He brought down the Torah. He brought down the man. He has the capability to bring down meat, so he has to do it. Because his capability screams that you have, and there's no waste, there's no extra, there's no luxury to use it. So what Moshe Rabbeinu held? Moshe Rabbeinu held, Le'ucha lo noichi levadi lo seis. I can't carry. There was a din advorim, if he can or he can't. I need help. I can't alone. But there was a tain on him. His chazal say, Omar le'akodesh bochu. HaKodesh Bochu tells him, Ani nosati b'chu ruach v'das lefarnes es bonai. I gave you ruach, spirit, and insight, lefarnes es bonai, to provide the needs of my children. Lo yisi mevakesh acher. I did not want somebody else. I want it. You should be the only one. You should be the special one in this godless, in this gedula. You want somebody else? Okay. Teda. I tell you one thing. These others will not get any help from him for me. They will not get any reward for me. I will hold back from the spirit that you have, and that I will give to them. The Chazal Lemuad Dover Deime, a marshal, a person who has an orchard, a king who has an orchard, and he hired a guard, and he gave them rewards for the Shmira. After a time, the Shomer told him, I can't carry it alone. Bring others to help me. So the king told him, I give you the orchard, the entire orchard, to work to God. And all the fruit in it, you should be the guardian of them. Now you tell me, I should bring others, other help to you. I bring others. But you should know, I don't pay them. I don't, the money will not come from me. From the reward that I give you, that's where they will get their salaries. This Yesoit is mentioned in the Rachaim, that's my addition. The Rechaim says, I will hold back from the spirit that is on you. Tam Seder Zeh, what happened here? Why? La Roysoi to show him. Ki Hashem Nosam Berkoyach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the strength, Shi Yochal Seis Masakolom, that he's able to carry the burden of Klal Yisrael. He's able to bring the meat. Ukshemien, he refuses. It's called he refuses. He said he can't. So he didn't realize the koich that he has. Chozar v'notal mimenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it away from him, this capability. Ma shetzorich. Leboim loses imoy. What he needs to those who will give, or will come to carry with Moshe Rabbeinu, that he will give to them, he took away. So the moment, there's no waste. The moment you don't use it, it's taking away from you. It's giving to the others, from you. Not for me, to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is a mechanech. A mechanech who gives an incentive to his Talmidim. Ru'u ve'hizboinu, he says Rabbi Yochum. Have a look and contemplate. Hacheit ha'godel asher ol ha'odom. How great the missing is. What a person misses.
Asher Maloy Menatzel Kechoysev Ashbem Chunan. He doesn't use out all his capabilities that he was blessed with, that he was granted. That how Rabbi Yeruchem Lemshat in Posuk. Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him, carry Klal Yisrael like a nurse carries a baby, He told him that by saying, lead the nation. And Moshe Rabbeinu has such capabilities that he can carry like a nurse carries a baby. He can provide meat. With his tefillah, with his avoider, he can bring down meat to Klal Yisrael. Merely has to do it. And we didn't do it. There was a tine on him. I take away from you, and from you it will go to the others. I don't give them. I gave you. You should be the meyuchat. That is a mechanach, to elevate his talmidim. How many times we hear, I can't, I've no koyach, I'm not capable, I can't learn, I can't give tzedakah, it's hard times, it's difficult. Be honest with yourself. Be honest and contemplate, look what great koyches you have. Great koyches you have, the koyches that you have tell you that's a must. Because in the creation, there's no waste, there's no luxury. You could say, who tells me I have to? You know who tells you I have to? The capabilities to do it, that you're capable to do it, that tells you have to. Like the nails, the presence of fingernails, tells how necessary they are to protect the human being. Or all other limbs. We know how the scientists sometimes are struggling about a certain part of their body. What is it needed for? They understand it's needed. It has every single thing that is in here in this world screams out, I am needed, I have to be used, I shouldn't be for waste. It's a necessity, it's not a luxury, it's not an extra. That is Rabbi Yochanan's pshat in a poshet posuk. Asher toy marelai to eil bechekecho gisoy marelai, that you tell me, carry it in your blossom, in your bosom. Kasha yiso emen es hayoyneg, like the nurse carries an infant. This is a mechanach who brings out the Talmid, the capabilities, the strengths of the Talmidim. Together with being oiler them, wake them up. Everything grows. Everything blossoms. Everything has such a wonderful smell. Why don't you grow? That is a lasting message of this great Mechanach. Bechvoit, Yud Ches Sivan, 84 years ago, Tov Resh Tzadik Vov, Yizichoy Baruch. From next week on the Mitzvah Shem, since things open up, and they should open up more, so we'll only speak on Wednesday evening, on the Shabbos, on the coming Parshat on Shabbos. I wish you B'soros Tovos, and all the best. And we should hear only good things, Simchas and Yeshuas, b'meirov yomeinu, b'altos.